This is Suno India production. You can now listen to all our episodes on our Android and iPhone app. Download it now.
Years ago, I met Raina, a trans and gender fluid activist in a queer cafe in Kolkata called Amra Adbhut. There, I watched in confusion when she started talking to a trans woman in a different language. It sounded like Bengali to my ears, but I couldn't understand anything they were saying. When I asked around, I was told that they're speaking in Ulti. Researching it online, I found that Ulti is a language mostly of trans femmes towards feminine presentation. The language is said to originate in Hijra communities and has variations across different regions. A core component of Ulti is that it is secret. People outside these trans communities are not supposed to understand it. And having their own language has provided safety to trans people in a society where they're constantly under threat. Hi, I am Surya Tapa Mukherjee, your host on this episode of Pride and Prejudice. This is part one of a little mini-series we're doing called Queering Language. We will be looking at the relationship between queerness and language. So of course, for the first one, it only made sense to speak to Raina about Ulti. Research on Ulti is limited and questionable because most of these are written by cisgender people, and Ulti is of course shrouded in secrecy. So for this interview, I do pull out notes I've come across in my research, but Raina's answers have more authority as she is an Ulti speaker and has been part of the community for decades.
Hi, I'm Raina from Kolkata, West Bengal, India. So I just, as a trans person, I started activism since 20 years ago. Now it's become approximately 22 years. And I'm a founder of an organization called BDS Shama Bhavana, one of the co-founder of Amra Adbhut Collective. And the BDS Shama Bhavana is a very intersectional feminist group, which is actually working on trans ecology and economy also.
Raina first came out into the trans community back in 1997. It was then that she went to hang out with her trans friends around Kolkata's Robindra Sarobar Lake. Lake, as it is called, is touted as a gay cruising spot, but it is also one of those public green spaces where the community hangs out just to spend time together. That is when she first heard Ulti.
I went to a park, which is a very famous park in South Kolkata, that is like, you know, that called Robindra Sarobar, and people are gathering over there. And after the enjoy session, it's named like cruising site, but it was not cruising site. It was like a friendship zone park for the trans people. And also non-trans, I don't know, because Gupti is a Ulti for us. Gupti means those people who are hiding themselves, their identity. So we call them Gupti. So the thing is, those people who came over there, and it was a very organic language, and I did not admit it in a school to learn it because there were senior people and friends who actually were talking within this language, and I was a bit confused about this because I was not aware about this language. But day by day, I started to curious, and I asked them, what is the meaning of this? What did you tell? What is that? What is this? So I asked through the vocabulary which they were using. And it was a process. It was like, you know, that it's organically learned, you know. And every day you can learn it.
Like clapping can be used as a form of asserting identity and also protecting themselves. Raina says having a language like Ulti serves the same purpose for the trans community.
Before I would like to speak in about Ulti, I would like to speak about the Thali, the clapping, the Tikri. Tikri is one way, it is subversion, sign of the trans femme people or Hijra community. I think the way I see it, you know, that and otherwise it is a weapon for us, you know, it is a security zone for us. And when 1,000 Hijra and trans people started to clap, it's become a sound which is actually create a resistance against any kind of violence, discrimination, or attack towards the community. So it is a sign like weapon. It is a sign like subversion. If you look at the transfeminist perspective, then I think that my subversion chain should be a tiki. That is one of the thing which is somehow related with Ulti. You know that there are lots of things which is community don't want to open within LGBTIQ community, beyond the LGBTIQ community. So then they speak within this language and to create a safe zone, you know, for the Hijra and trans community own self, you know, for their own security concern. And I feel that is a practice, it's a culture and custom. So nobody can, you know, tell that why we are using this language. For me, it's helped so many times because when people gaze on me, you know, that then I tell cham cham kibhabe chamche, like this way, you know, that person should avoid that what they are talking about, what language they are telling, because it's a kind of performance also, you know, very organic performance. And otherwise we will be finished by the power, you know, that we need to explore ourselves. Like the way you are, you don't think that same way we are too. So that is the one kind of operational system amongst the community towards the cis people.
Right. So like the example that you gave, so it's basically like if someone is staring at you and that's making you feel uncomfortable or unsafe, it's like you can say that to say other trans people around you that, hey, look at how that person is staring at me. And if you say it in Ulti, it's then like person staring at you won't know that that's what you're talking about. There are different variations of the secret language across different regions of South Asia. In some Muslim trans communities, they speak Hijra Farsi. It is said to originate in the 1800s from the time of Mughal rule created by the Hijras who worked in the palaces. Hence, this version of the language is named Hijra Farsi, as Farsi or Persian was the language of the Mughal courts. So where did Ulti come from? Who created it and how long back? It is hard to get definitive answers because it was created in secrecy to safeguard the community. So it is hard to find proper documentation and trace its history with complete accuracy. Raina says it is still a developing language and it takes words from several other languages in the region.
So it is a very organic language, and then there is no proper grammar or something like that to learn this Ulti. And Ulti is a very much trans femme language. Now, otherwise, LGB, all people are started to talking about this. So the thing is, ulti is something which is came from, you know, different kind of it's a kind of abbreviation of the some language, whereas which is related with tribal language, which is related with Farsi, which is related with English also sometime. More than English, it's related with the French, and there are, you know, some organic Muslim language. All they become abbreviation of ulti. Like the today's world, you know, there are lots of technology using, and initially people suddenly tell our ulti of this technology. So the thing is, it's a continuing process to structure our language. So ulti is our language, and we don't want ulti can occupy by non-trans people. So the thing is, that is one of the would be a essence of linguistic culture. So linguistic culture. So the thing is, I feel this is not my language, or I am winning owning this language. This is the community language. So it need to sense, and it need to, you know, understand sometime the meaning of everything, and in each and every sense, and the essence of the language are also have some vocabulary in English, in Ulti, right? So that's all.
Okay, so basically, what I understood from whatever you were saying, that it's basically like a language of mainly trans femme people. So from what I read, like it's like a language of the Hijra community. Would you say that that's correct?
Yeah, from Hijra community, it's spreaded within trans femme community.
Right. And so now like
But
trans.
when it started to speak with this language, nobody knows. I mean, I even don't know when it started, the Tulti language, and because there are no historical research, right? So, and it's also related with the ages, and the different economic system. And Ulti is also related with the culturally situated community also. You know, that like the way Kashmiri people use Ulti, and Bengali people use Ulti. So there are slight difference between this. So but more or less, it understood by community each other.
Raina has seen new words being added to Ulti in her own presence and says she could probably coin a few words too. These new words have to do, of course, with technology, words for mobile phones and computers that didn't exist in local languages before.
I speak Bangla nowadays. There are lots of English word came because I cannot say mobile in Bengali. There are no Bengali terms, right? So mobile is mobile for us because it's dominated through English language and a computer in English language. So the thing is, Ulti is, and people suddenly say that Tuntuni Mashi. So the thing is, mobiles Ulti become or organically created, right? But no Bengalis, cis Bengalis will tell Tuntuni Mashi.
Wait,
So the
so
thing.
mobile is called Tuntuni Machine Ulti.
Yeah, someday somebody told that Tuntuni Mashi, and it's become famous among the community.
Okay. So people are like coining words also, like it's happening in front of you.
That means there are no way to, you know, that exists this language, you know, because it's come sometime from sense of humor, you know, that.
Yeah, I just want to translate for our listeners, that Tuntuni Mashi in Bengali is kind of like the auntie with the ringtone, kind of like that's how I would translate it.
Yeah, so the thing is, suddenly when I was like, with the laptop, and I was like, become so irritating and to replying emails and all this. I told one day that Bila Cobra, that organically came from my mouth, that Bila Cobra. Bila Cobra is a laptop. And I did not tell to other people, but I am bit sure that if I tell that laptop is Bila Cobra, so the thing is that would become a ulti. Because the contemporary world and the organic ulti language is somehow related. Because the people who are in 58 or 68, and people who are not using laptop and all this stuff, they don't think that there is any need to tell ulti of the laptop and mobile, right? So the thing is, but for our generation, it's need to tell this, to discover this ulti's language of this technological thing. So I am sure our next generation will think about this. They will become habituated with this language.
There is always a lot of curiosity from cisgender people about trans people. Raina says it starts with curiosity about their bodies and ranges to things like language and culture. So there has been a lot of interest from outsiders and researchers to learn ulti.
I mean that ulti, so many researcher, academic willing to work on ulti, but whatever I have seen, that they cannot collect all ulti at a time, because ulti is not only a vocabulary. Ulti is something which is one language can use, both purpose. And when the language use, when the word like Bila use when and which context, that depend on the situation amongst the community, not the, and it is not a kind of that a bookish language, which is actually no one can understand if they don't have that kind of lived experience. So nobody can understand through internet or any book. The language can learn, and people cannot. I as per my knowledge, I know people can start an institute to learn this language. If that is the way, then community can only teach this. Otherwise, no one can teach this language. I don't think so.
Right, so basically it's like a language that depends on the context, and it's about the culture within the trans community. It's not something that an outsider can come and just like document or, just learn. Like it's very much like you have to be in that culture and in that community. So can you tell me like what is the, the reason for having this language? Like when we were speaking, when we spoke before this interview, you said that it's basically a secret language for safety.
So many white feminists start ask me that I want to learn your language. So I am not feel comfortable to make them learn our language without any benefit. Because it is our language, it's organic, and we need to keep it within ourselves. So it can become a big institute, and why not we can do this, and why can't we become a big part of this, because it is our language, And nobody have that kind of, right to occupy this language and to sell it the way they want, right? So then when the livelihood is big question for the trans community, then everything is occupying by the other community people, so non-trans people. So we need to protect them in a way. So I think people need to come, people need to live with us, and they can learn this language, right? It's not a process to learn, within 3 month course or 6 month course. It's a kind of, years they need to learn it, right? So Ulti can use, in a different spectrum if people want. Like Human Rights Defender can use this language, but I don't want to go on all this kind of paradigm, but Ulti is a language which is not really include within the syllabus until we and our community not allow, then nobody has that right to include this language to their dictionary. So that is actually I wanted to say.
She says the language needs to be protected, but there are two kinds of people in the community who make it accessible for outsiders. One is the trans people who struggle with poverty. They are, in a way, exploited by outsiders who give them some money to learn the language. The second are people who are relatively privileged within the community. They don't understand the need for safety and secrecy for the more marginalized people of the community.
But the people who don't think all this stuff, people who actually need money very badly, and these people actually go to them and occupy this language. They are trying to occupy this language, and this is so pathetic for us. And I think this is not the question of the people who are selling this language, who getting money against this, but this is a problem within the community, because that the one section of privileged community always thinking that they are all kind of privilege, all kind of capacity they have, and they are telling that we are part of this community and we can use this in different way. They forget sometime. I'm not really blaming it or generalizing it for everyone. And they forget that we have responsibility towards our ancestors. So that is very much important to understand for the community youngsters.
As most people in the trans community continue to struggle for basic livelihood and resources, Raina says that if this language is used by researchers or institutionalized, it should be led by underprivileged trans people to secure the future.
The way globalization, becoming more and more powerful, and I just only one request, if anybody, that any time it will become an institute, then community who are speaking this language since long back, they need to be a lead position. That I wanted to say. But I don't know, because there are lots of people who actually trying to work on Ulti. So that's good, but our art, our culture, our language, if occupied by other people, only exchange of few money, so that is so pathetic. I think that need not to be happen. And if we are not part of the institution or the paradigm, that would not be a perfect institution, That is, the like a robbery, I think. So who is thinking about this or who will think about this, they need to be very empathetic regarding this. And I feel our community, corporate, or the educational proprietor or news channels proprietor, all they need to be very empathetic when they are working with the trans and this kind of very important topic. It is a very serious thing, because day by day a big portion of the oppression of the oppressed community people are abolishing through this system. So we need to fight for this in a different policy level. So that I would like to say on the nothing else.
Right. Sorry, I didn't understand the part you were saying that a big portion of the community is being abolished through the system. Like, can you just...
Through the system, because all people are not able to talk English, right? All people are not have that kind of access of this kind of vocabulary. All these people don't have that. The way you connect me and I connected you, all the people don't have that kind of connection. So the thing is, most of the people till now in India on the street, they are begging. And people who go for the badhai, to enjoy the moment and earning money, and they are created their own institution. So people think this trans woman and the one portion of the community, like, who have that kind of privilege to access internet and digital spaces all over the world, they are actually occupying all this thing, and they are providing these resources towards the international market. So the thing is, they need to be responsible to affluent of the oppressed community also. So that is their role, and the non-trans people who are working on this thing, they also need to be much more empathetic regarding this. Otherwise, end of the community, you know, that end of the result that will happen that. At end, you know, this oppressed section community will be the same position where they were, and they will be become more bad position, and they will not get anything from this kind of institution or this kind of policies which are going to make for the community, you know, which that would be very much tokenistic. And I think that never can be happen, you know, that if we who claim as somehow if I represent the community, then it is my responsibility to tell in my interview at least what I feel. And you know, Shuryatapa, we struggle a lot. And our joy and happiness is not only a part of our life. Our pain sometimes need to ventilate. That is why we become happy and we are enjoying, you know, within the community. So if that will become very much indigenous thing, you know, then this is the world politics which is happening that will affect to us also, no? So that need not to be happened. So you can This message is very important for the audience and for the people who are listening this interview.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's very important, you know. And thank you for, like, you know, including that in this conversation. I think we have kind of, you know, covered most of what we wanted to cover in this interview. But I'm just curious, like, before we end, I want to know. You know, going back to the Ulti language, like, say when you are at these community gatherings, you know, or say you're at Robindra Sarovar Lake, or, you know, wherever it is, like with other community people, and everyone is talking in Ulti, what is that like? Like, how does that make you feel, if you can express that?
Most of the time when we are at the time of community gathering, a big section always use Ulti, right? So rather than the Bengali language, they more prefer to use Ulti more. It's a kind of linguistic oxygen, and we are very much comfortable to speak this language amongst the community, because it's one way is challenge the civilized language also.
Thank you for listening to this episode. You can now listen to all our episodes on our Android and iPhone app. Download it now.